Hello and welcome to Real Talk with Kingsley Okwudere. We have a lot to unpack. When I say we have a lot to unpack, we have a lot to unpack. And starting with Dame Lillard. So if you don't know by now, Damon Lillard scored 71 points. 71 points. Yeah. Insane. The first thing that I have to say is there's always a comparison to, Steph Curry. And I love Steph Curry. Steph Curry got game. But man, Dame Lillard, it seems to be, he seems to be making a statement saying something, like, hey, watch out. Here I come. Habba, habba, habba. Man, let's check this out, man. Like, there's nothing that you can. There's nothing else about it. This man is shooting half court shots, and it's not like he's shooting half court shots. Like, he's shooting half court shots on net. Dame Lillard.
Wow. Wow. Dame time.
The first half by any player in the last 25 seasons, only Kyrie has shot.
Wow.
Quarter. Just kept raining threes from deep. 46 at that point. And then also hit the tough shots right there.
Wow. Look at that.
Chauncey Billups called this game a master performance.
I don't know what else to say, man. How you guard a man that's shooting 30 feet out? And he like 5 for 6. From 30 feet out. 30 feet out. This man is shooting 5 for 6. What are you going to tell the coach? This is insane.
And that's what he does so well. Point guard. Look at that. That's your
point guard, that is. My good, look how he goes up. Right over there. I love a point guard that just takes it on point himself, just smashes on the big man when they try to block you. Man, get your butt back. This is point guard time. Or damn time.
Point guard, baby. Wow. Dame. Respect this man. It's Dame time. Bum, bang, bing. Ooh-wee. Oh my God, give this man his flowers. Dame time, 71 points. That's crazy.
Man, oh man. I don't even know what to say, man. This is crazy.
Man, this man is unreal.
Let's go into the numbers, shall we? Lillard scoring 71 points. The next closest player on either team had 17.
That
54 point difference from the game's leading.
Wow.
Score. The second leading score is the third.
Look at that.
Lillard's 13 3-pointers tied for the second most in a game in NBA history. He's also the only player in NBA history with 60 points and 10 threes in a game. And he's got two such games. And Lillard
wow.
Now has a scoring record against two franchises. The Nets and the Rockets. He's one of six players to own the scoring record against multiple active franchises.
Give him his flowers. Dame time.
So, like I said, we have a lot to unpack. Stay tuned. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Okwudere. Hit the like button, subscribe so we can keep bringing you good content. Stay tuned with Real Talk. Hello and welcome back to Real Talk with Kingsley Okwudere. Acknowledge, my Nigerian national team. They failed to qualify for the World Championship, the 2023 World Championship, but not because of effort. First of all, I want to commend the players that represented us, that gave their effort, they gave their time to represent Nigeria. Bravo. And very recently, they had local players, home based players, that went to the tournament, and let me tell you, they performed really well. A lot of times people will about foreign-based, local play, home-based players. To be honest with you, I believe those are the people that's trying to create division within Nigerian basketball, okay? When I played, you know, for that national team, it didn't matter if you were, you know, home-based or if you came from foreign-based, okay? You put the best players out there, let them battle out. That's what I always propose. Just because you're coming from the United States doesn't mean you can outplay somebody that's home-based, okay? And just because you're home-based doesn't mean that you can outplay somebody that's, you know, coming from, you know, overseas, you know, or from, you know, foreign-based. We need to stop this nonsense about division. That's, in fact, that's one, Nigeria is having elections right now, presidential elections. That's one of the reasons that, you know, the suffering that's in Nigeria is because the people don't want to acknowledge the tribal and nonsense, you know, things that you guys do during elections. You know, when you vote for people that are incompetent, you know, what happens is that you get incompetent leadership and thus the people suffer. Okay, so we need to quit infighting in Nigerian basketball. I don't have anything against the current administration. Don't have anything against the past administration. What I want you to do is do what is right for basketball. If you're not doing what right with basketball, I don't care. I'm going to talk about it. Simple as that. And you can't buy me off because I don't want nothing. I don't want an appointment. I don't need to be on the committee. I don't need to be on shit. I don't need to be on nothing. I'm going to be right here talking shit until you guys get it right. I want to commend the coaches. In fact, the coaches I played with them, Abdulrahman, Augur, and Baba, these are all my guys. Bravo. I've been saying it. Let some of these people that played and went to war, let them coach. They know what's going on. Look, they took a bunch of home-based players, right? They went there and outperformed, you know, the foreign-based guys that you guys threw together in a lot for the last one. It doesn't matter. Give the players the resources. We'll do the rest. You know, it don't matter. I guarantee you. When I used to play, I used to be like, give me five guys that want to play. We'll go to war. But we need administration to do their job. We need ex-coaches to stop taking sides and do what's right for basketball. The administrators from head to toe, Nigerian basketball is failing because you guys keep supporting nonsense. Just like the presidential election that's going on right now. You know, we support nonsense. Get intelligent people. They want to change things. Get them in there to get things moving. But now, oh, this is my guy. Oh, he's going to give me 1 million. He's going to give me 10 million. I'm going to steal over here. I'm going to steal over here. In the meanwhile, you know, the people that's busting their butt is ignored. The Nigerian Federation need to apologize to the Nigerian women basketball players for the way they have been treated. It is a shame. There's been no apology to these women that you cost them their spot at the World Championship. No apology, no nothing. That's how much you think of your players. I don't care if it's home-based. I don't care if it's foreign-based. Treat them right. And when players work their ass off to qualify, like these home-based players that you just sent over there, you know, they work their ass off. What if they were to qualify? What are you going to do? Turn around then bring back the foreign-based players that only comes around when it is needed for them? Look, I don't care. I say what it is. I say the truth. If you're foreign-based and you come around only when it's convenient, when we're going to the Olympics or when we're going to the World Championships, that's the only time that it fits you to wear the Nigerian jersey, maybe you should stay your ass over there. Because there's people dying to wear that jersey that's willing to come help us qualify, that's willing to play those meaningless games that you call meaningless games. It means something. Because if somebody didn't play, you wouldn't qualify. Yeah, yeah, it's very easy. Oh, yeah, we're going to go replace you with this person, replace this person with that person. Whether it's home base, foreign base, believe me, you know, when you're busting your ass out there wearing that jersey, man, you don't care. I don't care the guy next to me where he's from. All I know, he has the same goal that I do, to win. That's my rant. Like I said, I don't need nothing. I have never asked y'all for nothing since I stopped playing, right? I you know, when I'm playing, you know, we had that relationship. Since I stopped playing, I fly on my own dime to come support the team. You know, you understand? So as I stand, this podcast is here to talk about Nigerian basketball, African basketball. I'm going to give shouts out to the people that did a great job. Like I said, bravo to the coaches. Bravo to the players. I'll put the list up here. Fantastic. Way to represent. Play your heart out. You know, did better than some people expected. But like I said, we need the administrators to do their part. This is Real Talk with King. Keep it real. Until then, you know, you can subscribe. You cannot subscribe. It's up to you. You can listen or not listen. It's up to you. Guess what I'm going to keep on doing? I'm going to be right here talking. You know, and when y'all do something that I don't like, I'm going to talk about it. And when you do something that deserves praise, guess what? I'm going to be the first one to jump up and down, because it makes me proud to see Nigeria strive and do better. This is Real Talk with Kings Leo Gudira. Till next time, keep it real. Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. This is the video podcast where you get all of the African sports, all of the inside stories, everything that you ever wanted to know about African basketball.
We'll give you all the insights, all the juicy details that you want to know. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it sports.
Believe me, this is going to be hype. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Niger! It's been a real interesting weekend. This has been a phenomenal NBA weekend. And this is Real Talk with Kings Logudere. So I hope you like and subscribe the channel so we can keep bringing you content. But man, the Lakers had the biggest comeback. I mean, man, oh man. And I just want to take time out to say shots out to Vanderbilt. Jared Vanderbilt is my new man. Crush. Oh my God, on the Lakers. Y'all don't get no idea. Man crush. You know, I said that, yes. But man, Jared Vanderbilt is the real deal, y'all. The real deal. Man, when you're playing basketball and you have somebody that's getting you second attempts on the offensive glass, that's playing defense, harassing the opposing player that normally go for 35. You know, y'all know Luka is averaging like 35 points a game, right? And did he have 17 or something like in a game? This man shut him down to the point where Luka was making mistakes. And I ain't thinking I'll be like, man, Luka, get your head together. I already know Luka gonna argue with the referee. I expect that, right? I expect that. Luka, you're going to argue with the referee. I know. You're going to argue with the referee. But what I don't expect is for you to be turning the ball over late in the game when it matters. You better than that, Luka. You better than that. But I know why you did it. That boy, Jared Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is the real deal, y'all. That kid is no joke.
Vanderbilt getting it started here. Look at the activity. Ball shifts. That means defenders.
No joke. Did you see that defense? Rebounding? Energy? Man, oh man. Anthony Davis. This Anthony Davis, we can't even call him softy and all of that no more. I mean, come on. None of that, Mr. Glass. None of that. Anthony Davis is balling in crucial time. This is when you need him. And he's coming through. Habba, 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 habba. Man, this is real talk with Kingsley, man. I tell you, like, there is nothing like it knowing that you got a solid teammate behind you. I know how LeBron James is feeling right now. Like, when Anthony Davis is doing this manly thing, he's like, man, boy, I'm glad that you're here. You know, because LeBron, he scared me for a minute when he faked that injury, right? I heard a pop. I was like, what?
There we go, LeBron. Come on, get up, man. Get up, man. We need you to get your ass out, man. We need this playoff, man. We need this win.
The Lakers will not be able to withstand.
Look, Anthony Davis is telling you to get up. Come on. That's Anthony Davis telling you to get up. The man, the fragile man himself is telling you, get up, man. We need this. Yeah. Everybody, let's tie his shoes.
Put the cape on.
Yeah. Put the cape on, man. Let's see what happens.
He back cuts, tries to get Powell off his feet, decides to put it on the deck.
It happened on the plant.
What happened?
He didn't want to put weight on that right foot.
What happened?
So he makes the move. There's the plant. Oh, see.
Okay, he hurt himself. What?
Just sort of lean in a little bit. But watch him when he lands. He did not want to come down on that right foot.
There was an inadvertent whistle on the play. There was no foul.
He's holding that right foot up so he's not planted on it.
Come on.
We were talking about...
You going to go get a cast.
James with Darvin.
Oh, you all right. Look at that. Come on, man. Let's go, man. Come on.
He maintains his body.
Are they booing him?
Now we got LeBron walking around in a walking boot. From a non-contact injury where, remember, he said he heard a pop. Then came back and played in the game. Played better than had been playing. But now he walking around in a boot with no indefinite return time. With no actual cause of injury. And what's the actual injury? What is the injury? Too much, man. That's not good. You know what I mean? Like, that's not good. But, and then in the back of my mind, I said, I hope it's one of those fake cast injury that you had during the finals. I'm with Doug LeBron a little bit, man. But he came through right after that. After that, it seemed like it picked him up. He was like, like he got a built-in excuse just in case. You know, he performs better when that happens. So fake an injury every game, LeBron. I want you to ball out like you did after that injury. Because you went off after that. Wop, hitting him up, with this and that. You know what I mean? Like, you did your work. But the man of the hour is Anthony Davis, man. Anthony Davis. Look, like and subscribe to the channel so we can keep this thing going, man. But I'm telling you right now, Anthony Davis is the real McCoy, y'all. And y'all know how the real McCoy is. Real McCoy, this is shouts out to Black History Month since we're almost wrapping it up here. Real McCoy is a Black scientist that actually, he had so many patents. All his patents was on point. And, when people, would try to copy his patents, but they weren't as successful, So people will always say, I want the real McCoy. That's the real McCoy. That's how, just a little trivia, information for you so you can know where it came from. How about? That's your Black History moment, man. But Anthony Davis, like I said, is the real deal. Anthony Davis, hey. I take back all the times I called you Mr. Glass, man. Forgive me, man. I was tripping. I was frustrated. You know, they had me out here mad. You was out. LeBron looking like all he cared about was just scoring points. And whether we won or not, he didn't care. You know what I mean? So I was frustrated, man. My apologies, dog. My apologies. You know, you my boy, man. Anthony Davis, you my boy. You know you my boy, man. You know what's up. Hey, keep balling. Laker Nation, here we come, man. We need to make a run, man. And the one thing that I do want to say that I watch a lot of sportscasters and you know, pretty prominent people in the industry, you know, making their predictions and as such, and in where the Lakers will land and where how it should look. And you know, some people think that you know we should land in the sixth spot, you know, contest with you know Sacramento. Skip that. I don't like that matchup. I know they gave their reasons. You know, they think that, you know, inexperienced of Sacramento and so forth, you know, they should be able to, you know, kind of get it. I think the other way around. I say we go after Denver. You know, let's just get in the playoff. You know what I mean? Don't worry about, you know, let's try to, you know, avoid some people. Man, let's go after Denver. Jokic is nice. Guess what happens in the playoff time? Everything is more compact. Every possession counts. We got Anthony Davis. Jokic is not going to be Jokic. Yeah, he might get a triple-double, but his triple-double will be 13 points, you know, 10 assists, you know, 12 rebounds, something like that. I'll live with that. Yeah, I'll live with that in the playoffs. Because the bad triple-double is when he gives you 35, you know, 12 and 12. No, that's a terrible triple-double. We'll let Jokic have 12, 15, 15. We'll let you have that. But we ain't going to let you have 35 with a triple-double. Because you know why? Because Anthony Davis is going to give us 30 on the other end. He's going to make you work. But I don't trust that Sacramento. Sacramento got too many unknown variables. The reason that I say that is Malik Monk. Y'all forget he was a Laker. Y'all shipped him off. There's going to be a chip on his shoulder come playoff time. And that boy is balling. He's balling out of control. De'Aaron Fox. Let me tell y'all something, that as a basketball player, you know, there's levels, right? There's levels when you progress and, you know, your game develops. And you know when your game takes a little bit of a turn, right? I'm telling you, as a basketball player, you know this. You know when you feel unstoppable. Whether it's for a summer, whether it's for 2 years, whether it's for 3 years, you know when you feel like, you know what, put that fool in front of me, I'm going to get through him. De'Aaron Fox is in that mode right now, right? The last seven games, he's averaged 30-plus. Last seven, 30-plus. If you don't know, now you know. That's not easy to do. So De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings with Mike Brown, that's your coach of the year right there. That's who you want to see in the playoffs? Man, people are crazy. I don't want to see Sacramento. Let them match up with somebody else that's going to be just as agile as them and, you know, let them knock each other out. Let's go after Denver. Where, you know, Jokic is not going to run up and down like that with you. We're going to be faster than them. Believe me, it's going to matter. But that's my two cents. You can't control where we land. Let's just play ball, you know. And then whoever they put in front of us, let's just smack them. But I am still curious to see what Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns would look like. I know the Bucks manhandled them the other day. You know, without Kevin Durant. And, you know, right now I would say the Suns, you know, are still my favorite in the West. Well, they became my favorite. Let me clarify. They became my favorite with the Durant trade. Prior to that, I didn't have them as a favorite, you know, but obviously things changed with the trade. So right now, until we see Kevin Durant, We don't know what to expect from the Suns. So it's a fair assessment to say we're waiting. Well, the NBA is off to a fast and furious finish. Stay tuned. We're Real Talk with Kingsley. We're going to see what's going on and how it ends, and we'll let you know. And once again, hit the like button, subscribe so we can keep bringing you content. Next time, until next time, peace out.